Day 14. Authentic TOEIC Listening Comprehension Questions with Explanations. Part 1. Photographs. Number 1. A.
The people are waiting outside a hotel.
B.
All the people have left the room.
C.
Several people are gathered near a table.
D.
Two women are drinking coffee.
Number 2. A.
She's talking on the telephone.
B.
She's reading a newspaper.
C.
She's copying a document.
D.
She's standing in a telephone booth.
Number 3. A.
The drivers are leaning against the trucks.
B.
The trucks are lined up along the road.
C.
The engines are being repaired.
D.
The workers are unloading the trucks.
Number 4. A.
He's filling in a form.
B.
He's using a keyboard.
C.
He's signing a contract.
D.
He's writing on a board.
Number 5. A.
A crane is moving material to the top of a building.
B.
The frame of a building is exposed.
C.
The construction of a building is completed.
D.
People are attending a groundbreaking ceremony.
Part 2. Question response. Number 6.
Would you mind changing seats with me?
A.
No, I don't mind at all.
B.
Sorry, I don't have change.
C.
There are no more seats available.
Number 7.
Why don't you let me leave the tip?
A.
Because I need you here.
B.
It's not too far.
C.
I've already taken care of it.
Number 8.
Haven't you worked here longer than Mrs. Kim?
A.
No, it's very close to the office.
B.
No, we were hired at the same time.
C.
No, she won't have to wait much longer.
Number 9.
The leadership training with Mr. Garcia begins at 10 o'clock, doesn't it?
A.
No, it leaves at 11.
B.
It's not raining now.
C.
I thought it was at 9.
Number 10.
Should I turn off these lights?
A.
Just keep driving straight along this road.
B.
No, only the ones in your office.
C.
Yes, it's too heavy for me.
Number 11.
Do you like this hot weather, or do you prefer the cold?
A.
I have trouble with the heat.
B.
It's just an allergy.
C.
Yes, I'm feeling much better, thanks.
Part 3. Short conversations. Number 12.
Here's the schedule. Do you have everything you need?
I can't find my folder with the guidelines in it.
You just had it in your hand a minute ago.
Number 13.
Before I leave, is there anything else I need to know, Doctor?
Well, you should start your medication this evening and take it for 2 weeks. I'll need to see you here again after that.
Okay. I'll make an appointment on my way out.
Number 14.
Excuse me, I think I dropped my watch in the fitting room when I was trying on a suit here this morning. Has anyone found it?
I don't see it here. But if you leave your name and phone number, I'll call you if it turns up.
Thanks. I'll give you my office number and my home number.
Number 15.
They've started the road repairs on Main Street.
I know. For the next 3 months, it'll take over an hour to get downtown.
Yes, but after that, we'll be able to get there much faster.
Number 16.
Good evening, front desk. May I help you?
Yes, I have a 7:45 flight tomorrow morning, so I'll need a wake-up call. How long does it take to get to the airport?
If you get a cab from here by 6:30, it should only take 15 minutes. Should I call you at 5:45?
Number 17.
It's so hard to find an apartment in this city. They're either too small or too expensive.
Have you looked over by the university? Rents are low around there, and some of the apartments are really nice.
I tried that area, but there's nothing available until summer.
Part 4. Short Talks. Questions 18 and 19 refer to the following announcement.
Attention Health Club members. Back by popular demand, our expert instructor, Elena Pappas, will again offer her international folk dancing sessions beginning January 15th. Enjoy the fun of moving to music, gain the benefits of physical conditioning, and meet new people while you learn the basics of folk dances from around the world. Enrollment is limited to 16. See Maria Sandor at the front desk for details.
Questions 20 through 22 refer to the following announcement.
The Anniversary Committee is finalizing plans for the celebration of our 25th anniversary on Saturday, June 2nd. In the event of rain, the celebration will be held on June 9th. The official ceremonies are scheduled to begin at 5 o'clock in Oak Park and will include speeches by visiting dignitaries, and the dedication of 2 cherry trees as a salute to past presidents of the association. Special events for children are also being planned. Anyone who would like to assist the anniversary committee should contact Tom Suzuki before April 29th.
Questions 23 and 24 refer to the following report.
Union workers at Gemini Industries are in their 5th day of a strike in protest of the growing use of temporary workers. More and more workers are seeing their full-time jobs replaced by non-salaried short-term positions without benefits or job security. Gemini President Raymond Singh insists that the company reduce payroll costs to remain competitive.